This is a Channel Africa podcast. You can also get Channel Africa on satellite, PAS 10, DSTV Audio Bouquet 802, and OpenView Bouquet, Channel 628. Benjamin Mushatama and Palisa Tau on the move.
Definitely, we are on the move. Thank you for moving with us, movers, on the first hour. Let's continue this journey together because it's still a long way and we've got a few turns and stops to make. And where we are right now is that we are speaking about leadership on the African continent. How do we think about them without really making reference to politics? Because every time we speak about leadership, our first reference is politics. And whenever we make reference to that kind of leadership, we know we go on the humdrum of speaking about corruption, dictatorships, and maladministrations in governments. However, can Africans redefine what leadership is? And what is the future of leadership outside the reality of politics? Now, we're joined by Dr. Eric Albertine, who's made time for us. Thanks to him. He's the director at FutureFit Academy. Dr. Albertine, thank you for joining us here on Channel Africa.
Good morning, Benjamin, and listeners, thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
I mean, let's talk about leadership as a whole. I mean, you know, I think we have a very constrained at times idea of what we mean when we speak about leadership. We think it's about external forces influencing one's personal life and agenda. However, leadership is broader than that, isn't it, Dr. Albertine?
Absolutely, Benjamin. You know, leadership is about developing others. It's about developing the resources that one has. It's about reaching new horizons. It's about reconscientizing and rejuvenating hearts and minds of people. It's all of those things, obviously, to achieve a specific point in the future. It encompasses all of those things. It's about leading self first as foundational, mm-hmm. and then others, and then business, and then society.
Let's talk about leading self, because I think sometimes we miss that step. We think leadership is starting when you get at work and someone tells you what to do. Someone has to instruct you to do something, then you'll get it right. But leadership starts with you the moment you actually have that opportunity to take the first breath in the morning, isn't it, Dr. Albertine?
Benjamin, absolutely correct. You know, it is foundational to everything else that leadership is. You know, it goes back to the age-old saying that you cannot give to others that which you do not have to give. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have the personal mastery, if you haven't mastered what leading self is about, then any other leadership or leading that one embarks on is built on beach sand. It doesn't have a solid foundational base. So it has to start with leading self. It's the leader within that has to be developed to allow the leader to then lead outward.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, on the African continent, when we speak about leadership, we always define it in a political sense. Is that problematic? I know that, you know, we have to put political leaders in place and we have to hold them to account. But sometimes we have that rigid viewpoint.
It is problematic, Benjamin. And, you know, political leadership and leadership in general are different. The danger, if we refer to African leadership and if we convolute it, if we embroil politics into leadership, then it takes the political perspective as personal. Mm-hmm. Dictatorship tendencies come into play, and then democratic decency of what mm-hmm. leadership should be about fades away, because it's now about the political agendas, and the two should be kept separate.
Mm-hmm. And how do we start redefining that? Where do we start taking ownership?
I think individually, mm-hmm. at a corporate level and at a societal level, there has to be a realization and an acknowledgement that, you know, Africa is a rich continent. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not a... We need leaders that have at their heart a desire to realize the potential of the continent, not their own political agendas. And I think we need to start, to go back to your question, we need to start with the youth, we need to start with young people, we need to start building that leader within and that personal mastery that then they grow up with. You know, sometimes I get concerned that we start having the conversations around leadership too late. And in my mind, we need to build leaders from as early as possible. This notion of personal mastery and ethical and sustainable leadership needs to be on the agenda in the schools, in the communities. And the youth need to grow up with this way of thinking about leadership.
Now, I wanted to look at this because, you know, the big thing is, should we be thinking about a different way of harvesting and training future leaders? You speak about young people, and tell us a little bit about the Future Fit Academy and how you work on that particular element of things and what we should be doing to train future leaders.
Absolutely. So the Future Fit Academy is a center of excellence within Alifbet Learning, and we focus on helping individuals, teams, and leaders build the skills to be effective in this future world of work. And Benjamin, we start, as I said earlier on, with developing the leader within. And we really work with three categories of skills. We teach people, young people, executives, they need to think differently to deal with the future world of work and the disruptors therein. So it's a set of thinking different skills. They need to be opportunistic, and they need to stand in optimism.
Yeah.
So we talk about leveraging opportunities, and then the third category is connected leadership, connecting and engaging with others. So we work with three buckets of skills, 15 skills in total, and six of those 15 are foundational, which we believe we take into the schools, we take into youth communities, because it has to start with those six foundational skills, and then we move into the other higher level skills.
And which one is the most instrumental? Which one do you highlight as a key leadership characteristic that is required? As much as you've highlighted a few, just give us one key one that stands out for you, Dr. Albertini.
Yeah. Benjamin, the one that really stands out is curiosity. It's building a curious mind. And the reason for that is that when one develops a curious mind, one suspends judgment. You stand in open awe, A-W-E. You stand in humble awe, knowing you don't know everything. You're passionately curious, so you suspend judgment, and you consider multiple perspectives. And curiosity has to be the critical starting point, because that curiosity will then enable a growth mindset. It will enable empathetic leadership. It will enable compassion. So curiosity for me is the key starting point.
Well, we're going to take a little break, and then we'll come back to this, because this is a very interesting conversation. And I'd like us to unpack a few things with you after the break. You know, what kind of leaders will be required in a future which seems to be focused on artificial intelligence and the technological revolution? Should we look at leadership from a localized perspective, or should it be looked at a global viewpoint? The future is vague right now, Dr. Albertini, coming out of the pandemic and the current economic strains. How should we be viewing leadership in terms of training people in this particular environment? It's 20 minutes past 10 o'clock. We'll continue this conversation with Dr. Eric Albertini, who's the director at Future Fit Academy.
Keeping you on the know and on the move.
We are definitely keeping you on the know and absolutely on the move right here on Channel Africa as we continue giving you the African perspective. We're speaking leadership right here. And of course, to join in on the conversation, you can go through to our Twitter at Channel Africa One. And of course, don't forget to hashtag on the move. And so you can let us know what you think a leader is. And, you know, in what aspects do you think a leader, what kind of leaders should we be looking at for our future? Still on the line, we have Dr. Eric Albertini, director at Future Fit Academy. Dr. Albertini, as we will continue to speaking, I mean, Benjamin slightly spoke about, you know, the leaders of the future and what they usually look like. Now, for a lot of leaders, they will lead people who are a lot like them, that are from the same environments, for the same countries, in the same industry, etc. But, you know, the future, as, you know, Benjamin was mentioning, is a lot globalized now with, you know, artificial intelligence, people working remotely. So, you know, what are we expecting from the leaders of our future, and how do we globalize one's leadership skills?
I think the most critical component of that lesson is adaptability. So, you know, in this new, volatile, uncertain, complex, ambiguous world of work, which is, as you rightly say, very global, the leader of the future needs to build this adaptability, which is now more critical than ever before. It's always been important, but I think the future world of work has highlighted the importance of this skill called adaptability. I think linked to that is the virtual collaboration skill that we work with. This is not just the technology, Melissa. It's not just about understanding how to use technology, but it's the mindset to build trust and to work with people, to connect with people through digital tools. So virtual collaboration, adaptability, connectedness is another skill that the leader of the future will have to master. And that is about forming purposeful and meaningful relationships. You know, we've always said an effective leader can communicate effectively, but communication is not enough. It's a connectedness that is critical. And as I said to Benjamin early on, it's connecting to self first and then to others. And the last skill I want to highlight just in the future world of work that is particularly important is the ability to improvise. You know, the strategy thinking of the past, where you can plan a strategy for 5 years and ahead, unfortunately requires now more strategic foresight, strategic flexibility, and to that end, leaders of the future have to be comfortable with ambiguity and the ability to improvise. And those are some of the skills that have surfaced as critical for leaders of the future.
Absolutely. Sounds really, really important. And I mean, you know, for a lot of people, there are young children out there. And you said, you know, it's so important to focus on young children. But for a lot of us, maybe at school going age, we realize that there are those particular individuals who are born leaders. I mean, people naturally gravitate to them. People naturally follow them and want to hear their opinions and their overstanding sort of, you know, selves or ways. However, you know, sometimes you'll grow older and then there'll be people who are a little bit more timid, who you can tell are more follower qualities, but then they grow up and then they have to be leaders in, you know, in their workspaces, in different places, in their homes, etc. So, you know, what are the certain qualities that one can get who doesn't have those innate leadership skills? And so how can you build a leader and find your, so you can find yourself in positions of leadership when you need to be?
You know, that is an age-old debate. Are leaders born or are they made?
Correct.
I mean, the best answer is often it's a bit of both. So there's no doubt that nature plays a part, but the nurturing plays a part. And, of course, if we can start at a young age and inculcate into these young kids a sense of confidence, a growth mindset. You know, growth mindset is about I can. It's an I can attitude.
Yeah.
If we make these young kids more resilient from a young age, if we help them build a resilience core where they can withstand adversity, you know, it's those qualities that we can teach, we can inculcate into young kids to help them then in leadership positions a little bit later. You know, so the growth mindset, critical, Lisa, critical. You know, we have to work more with children and youth on instilling this sense of I can do this. Learning agility, the ability to unlearn and to relearn and to use your life experiences in a first-time situation. We need to start that journey as young as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Because once those skills are embedded, then when the leader, when the person finds themselves in a leadership position, it's those skills that will give them the ability to enthusiastically ignite followers.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we were talking a little bit about the harsh conditions, the economic strains coming out of a pandemic, you know, navigating yourself in your professional life and in the business world is becoming very, very tricky in the evolving space that we find ourselves in. What should we be training in terms of leadership, or what should we be doing as leaders and in our personal lives to adapt to these conditions?
Benjamin, two things, and the pandemic, I think, has fast-tracked this. Two things that leaders, be it in their personal lives or in corporate or in politics for that matter, need, and as I say, the pandemic has highlighted this, is first of all the ability to tolerate ambiguity and uncertainty. And we know that going forward in the world, we are going to be faced with more uncertainty and ambiguity. So this skill that we refer to as tolerance of ambiguity, finding comfort and being okay with not knowing, being okay with uncertainty, is absolutely critical.
Mm-hmm.
The second one linked to that is this ability to think both and, you know, straddle the paradoxes, teach leaders the skills required to manage two opposing perspectives, two seemingly contradictory viewpoints, and find the beauty in the middle where both and can survive.
Yeah.
And those, I mean, the pandemic has shown that those two in particular are absolutely critical.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Together with all the others we've mentioned,
I mean, let's wrap it up because we're running out of time, Dr. Albertini. Let's describe the future leader. I think you've touched based on that future leader. You've spoken about adaptations, the philosophies they should be adapting to. And when you look at that future leader on the African continent, as a professional who works in this space, what do you see?
The future leader, Benjamin, has to have the skills we spoke about. They have to have clarity. They need to be able to create clarity for their followers.
Mm-hmm.
They need to be able to see through the mess and the contradictions that are in this world that we live in and work in.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to be able to create clarity. Again, I go back to create clarity for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about self-insight, knowing themselves, and clarity for others. You know, in times of uncertainty, followers look to the leader for hope.
Mm-hmm.
And creating clarity allows the leader to give hope to their followers in very uncertain, tumultuous times. The leader of the future needs to be humble. They need to transcend the ego. And they need to connect meaningfully with people.
Mm-hmm.
They need to be able to improvise, be curious, think differently. And they need to be able to spot opportunities. You know, that's a whole new set of skills, but it's about being optimistic and looking for the opportunity amongst the mess.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Albertini. Just as we wrap up, give us details a little bit about someone who's listening to this and wants to know more a little bit about Future Fit Academy.
So, Benjamin, I think the best is we have a website, futurefitacademy.com. What we have and the starting point to our journey is an assessment that we have developed. It's called the Future Fit Index, which is taken online on our website. And that gives the individual a report that tells them a little bit about their Future Fit Index, their score,
okay,
and then breaks it down across 15 skills.
Absolutely. Say that website again so we can remind our listeners one more time.
So it's futurefitacademy.com.
Okay, fantastic. I'll also see if I can participate in that one. Sounds like something to embark on. Thank you to Dr. Eric Albertini. Thank you for giving us your time.
Benjamin, thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
As we've mentioned, Dr. Eric Albertini is director at Future Fit Academy.
That podcast was courtesy of Channel Africa, the Africa Perspective.